My name's John Elliott, and I'm the chairman of EBAC Limited in Newton Aycliffe. I don't fully understand it, and I can understand any employee who's getting their conditions made worse, even if better than they should be, are not going to be very happy about it. So I can understand people being very dissatisfied that the pensions are going to be not as good as they thought. So I can sympathise with that. But we've just got to be realistic here and recognise that there's nothing in the kitty to pay for these pensions.
My name's Rachel Wilson and I work on hot tanks, making the tanks for the FMAX.
So how has the public sector strike affected you?
Badly. Obviously I'm going to have to take a day off work unpaid as my son goes to school and they're on strike, so it's affected me badly.
Presumably that's money you can't afford to lose.
Exactly, I'm losing over £30 a day, and if they're going to strike again, that's another £30 I'm going to lose, and it's taking time off work as well, and it's going to affect me work as well.
People, you know, generally are quite used to dealing with problems, and they'll find a way around it. They'll either get a member of their family to take care of the children or whatever. They've got this problem in holidays, they've got this problem when the children are sick, so they're used to dealing with it. And I think the big difference, you know, about people working in somewhere like EBAC is, we know that if we don't have our demidifiers in Argos on Saturday, no one buys them. And if people don't buy our demidifiers, we go out of business. So that really focuses the mind that we've got to keep working.
Kay Lightfoot, and I'm a brazer.
So what does a brazer do?
They weld pipes to metal pipes to the compressor.
So how is the public sector strike going to affect you?
What happens is the children are off school, so it affects my plans for the day. Usually I would be doing my own things, going and getting the shopping and things like that on my day off, so doing housework. Well, now I'm looking after my children, and plus my children are affected, their education is affected. I'll now be doing extra tuition with them at home to help them through with reading books and things like that, so it does affect them in a big way.
I think the strike is probably not going to succeed for the people who are striking. Strikes, to me, seem to only work if the people on strike can hold a pistol at the employer's head, so they've got to give in, or they cause enough hassle so that the employer can pass the price increase on from the strikers to their customers. In this case, you can't do that because the government simply don't have any money left.
Well, the chief executive of the North East Chamber of Commerce, James Ramsbotham, says he's worried about the impact the strike could have on the region's borders.
I think it's very distressing that the trades unions are taking this action this early. And I particularly feel it actually with some of the great effort that we've been doing to try and improve international travel, that the UK Border Agency are taking their action. We desperately need to do everything we can to get exports out of this country and to earn real wealth for this country in order to get us out of the economic mess. And anything that damages that and therefore potentially damages our business clearly makes me very concerned.